What a beautiful time of the year. Christmas is only a few days away or weeks away, and we're looking at giving. Most of us are already planning. Many of us have planned since July, maybe even last Christmas, with regard to the things that we want to give. Charity, charitable donations, giving from one's heart. What is the purpose? Why do we give? Why is it that we find greater joy in giving something at Christmas than so many of us feel in getting something? Because it is in the very nature of mankind to give, to share, to do something for someone else, to see the joy of giving and what the result and the almost the expectation of their response will be. Now, when we look at charitable giving, we also have to look at what charities we give to. Most certainly, it is a good feeling to give. But we have to be responsible as Roman Catholic Christians, as Christians, with regard to who and what we give. Most certainly, God rewards us for what is in our heart. It's not a matter of, I have to give to a certain group or a certain thing in order for me to gain the specific graces of giving that come through that great act of charity, that great act of love. No, God gives us those graces despite or regardless of what someone does with the money. But there is a moral imperative that must guide us to give our wealth or give of our excess or even give from our want for those who are in greatest need and for those who have a true need. For example, one wouldn't give a donation to the millionaire society, especially if you live in a one-bedroom apartment or a flat and you struggle every day. Well, you're not going to give to the millionaire's fund, okay? It's just not going to work. You're not going to be doing any good for your money. And like the widow and the widow's mite, how she took and she put into that collection, into that coffer, everything she owned. God rewarded her. But she went and she gave it to where she knew that money would do the most good. And so, therefore, we have to be very, very careful. We have to look and see where our money is going to if we are going to support a charity. Now, there are many Catholic charities. There are many Catholics that do wonderful things. As far as I am concerned, the one Catholic charity that I would support from morning till night, and I do, are the Missionaries of Charity. The sisters, the community that Mother Teresa founded, 100% of that donation goes directly to the poor. You couldn't find anywhere on earth a better charity or one that more directly helps the poor. And so therefore we really need to move forward in the spirit of Christmas, in the spirit of giving, but we need to move forward with common sense and with prudence, with understanding. We have to look and see where does the money go that we give? We have to do that with everything. And let's face it, we live in a free society. And even we should be concerned where our money goes that the government collects from us. Is it going to programs that are morally sound? Or is it going toward things such as abortion and Planned Parenthood and things that the church cannot abide? Most certainly there are wonderful things that are done in society. But there are so many things done in society under the guise of good, a false sense of good, that we need to examine closely. And so therefore, don't just dump your money into something or someone, or your time, or your talents. Make certain that what you do, and when you do it, and for whom you do it, you are moving forward the message of Christ, the love of Christ. You are showing the world that beauty and goodness and truth that makes up the entire message of Christ and the entire reason that we call ourselves Christian. So move forward toward the holidays with great peace and great generosity and great awareness.